scientist who promised us he could assist with all our little everyday affairs. He built assistant robot men who towered 25 foot 10 and said that they would meet our every care. But his motives were ulterior, 'cause he felt we were inferior. And very much to our surprise, these metal helpers terrorized. Oh, Dr. Franklin, won't you get your robots out of here? Life's been awful since they have arrived. Please, Dr. Franklin, though it sounded like a good idea, now we just wanna make it out alive. The massive robots went to town, just blowing up and tearing down, and seeing how much havoc they could wreak. Now there's panic in the city streets as people run from metal feet. The situation's looking pretty bleak. Well, perhaps if everybody goes and grabs the nearest fire hose, we'll soak these things and let them rust and leave these monsters in the dust. Oh, Dr. Franklin, won't you get your robots out of here? Life's been awful since they sounded like a good idea. Now we just wanna make it out alive. Let's go! Sit there looking sorry in defeat. Bum, bum, bum. Please, Dr. Franklin, we'd sure love for them to disappear. They don't look pretty piled in the streets. What the great luck! Dr. Franklin, won't you get these robots out of here? We